KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump becomes President Trump 2 months from today. He's vowed to implement tariffs on imported goods, and ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says that has some consumers worried about higher costs.
The National Retail Federation says clothes, toys, furniture, household appliances, footwear, and travel goods are at risk. The retail group estimates the price of a $40 toaster oven could go up to $52 with Trump's tariffs.
Trump's transition team disputes the idea, saying the goal is to incentivize more companies to buy products in the U.S. The House Ethics Committee meeting today and could decide whether to release its report on Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz over allegations of sexual misconduct that Gaetz has denied. There's a major shift in the world of media and business. Comcast announced that it will spin off NBC Universal's cable channels, including CNBC and USA Network, into a separate company. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A chain of Wisconsin grocery stores has to pay $1 million for shorting customers on their products. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection does routine checks of what's available in stores. Well, last December and this January, they were checking out Roundy's supermarket locations. That's the parent company of Metro Market and Pick and Save. And they found 1,200 products whose labels were, quote, unreasonably inaccurate. Officials say produce, baked goods, fish fillets, pre-made meals were way overpriced for their weight, meaning if you bought one of those things, you got much less than you paid for. On average, people were overcharged by $1.44 per item. That $1 million will go to the state of Wisconsin as a settlement.
The inspections took place at Metro Markets and Pick and Save stores in Appleton, Green Bay, and Oshkosh, as well as throughout the state. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction released the School and District Accountability Report Cards for the 2023-24 school year. Wisconsin statute requires the DPI to publish the school and district report cards every year. Report cards include data for multiple school years across four priority areas: achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and on track to graduation. Scores are out of 100 points. Green Bay Area Public Schools scored a 60.1 and meets expectations. Appleton Area Schools scored a 65.6 and also meets expectations. See our story at WGBW.fm for other school district scores from our area. From local news to what's going on around the state of Wisconsin, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversations. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at Fiserv Forum. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball, number 15th-ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th-ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles, 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain, and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And so happy to see my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, have you been able to catch your breath? Have you been able to now look at this thing through a different prism? I guess I want to ask you, if many people we know voted for Donald Trump, I don't know if they voted for Trumpism. And so what we're looking at right now is Trumpism. Look at what this man is professing to do, Dr. Craig. Do you think many of the people who voted for him really expected some of the things that we're going to see?
Absolutely not. If you, and this is kind of the problem with the whole mandate myth, that somehow the vote means that I understand and adopt the entire agenda of the candidate I support. That's a powerful myth. It's been debunked by political science research many, many times over decades. And in this case, if you look at opinion polling, you look at all of the conversations that were had, all of the focus groups, all of the person on the street interviews the media did. No, I didn't hear anyone saying, I want a vaccine denier. I mean, not a large number, that was 20-30% that might have wanted a vaccine denier as head of the Department of Health Services, or a celebrity host, you know, Dr. Oz, in charge of the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, and on and on. I mean, Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. Would you like a man who still is facing ethics charges for apparently paying an underage woman to have relations with him, as the man to enforce our laws and taking a whole lot of illicit drugs? These allegations are out there. There's now a push to get the actual ethics report released, which I think, no, not at all. And what's going to happen is people will not remember voting for him later if he is entirely discredited. So the game is far from over. I mean, most people didn't remember being big Herbert Hoover supporters after FDR saved the country by making the investments needed in the New Deal to eventually dig us out of the Great Depression, right? And so that's exactly what goes on Voters made choices based on upset about the economy, about the inflationary squeeze that every advanced country faced since COVID-19. We know that voters indiscriminately blame incumbents for that, and Kamala Harris, despite a heroic effort, couldn't overcome that. And that's why a lot of the kind of punditry going back and forth, if she had just done this and that done that, then she would have won, it's just silly season, because it doesn't deal with the underlying tectonic things that drove this election. And it was a very small shift. In Wisconsin, it was a 1.5% shift from Democrats to Republicans. It was not, as the media has misleadingly claimed quite often, some sweeping mandate or sweeping landslide, as Trump has been saying.
Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, you know, you add Linda McMahon for the education. The Secretary of, I mean, Linda McMahon has no understanding whatsoever about any of those things. You look at the shamelessness of Elon Musk, Robert F. Kennedy, Gates, and what's the guy's name for defense? I can't pronounce his name. The Fox News guy.
Oh yeah, we know who he is.
But each one of
the weekend posts on Fox and Friends.
Yes, each one of those four men all have been accused of sexual misconduct. Now, here I am. I'm a 70-year-old man, Dr. Craig. Nobody's ever accused me of sexual misconduct. You know, in some instances, you know, if you put yourself in situations, then you wind up in this kind of situation. And so people who have proclivities to put themselves in those types of situations are going to wind up with allegations and accusations. Are those the best people we can find, you know, to lead our nation? Well, I guess the president himself has been accused. I guess the president-to-be has been accused of the same thing. So birds of a feather, you know.
Look, they're not, even beyond that, they're not remotely qualified for their jobs. And so ultimately, when you elect a reality star, and that's why Trump is in this position, he's a reality TV star. He's not even a very effective businessman. I think we all know that if we're fact-based. He views it as reality TV, and this is just a programming change. We're changing the lineup, right? The Americans have shifted the channel to the MAGA channel, except this is like the real world. And so it really is. Neil Postman, a communication scholar, wrote a book, a very good book a couple decades ago called Amusing Ourselves to Death. Well, here we go, right? So Pete Hegseth, to make sure our listeners know, defense secretary. In addition to what Earl just mentioned, he defended service members accused of war crimes and sought pardons from former President Trump for it. And he doesn't really think women should be in combat. I thought we had that whole debate in the 1990s when Newt Gingrich said all sorts of off-color, awful stereotype things about women. Women have served very effectively in combat, but here we go again.
You know, Dr. Craig, here's a question. I get Gates is a horrible person, but what is the damage a bad attorney general could have on me?
Well, for one, Trump is selecting loyalists who will take his orders. His learning from the first 4 years, he put the wrong people in place and they weren't willing to take on constitutional legal orders. So just hope that any institution you are part of is not targeted in this dragnet by Attorney General Gates, because it will be guilt by association. It will be very much like the old communist witch hunting where, you know, your sister was a member of this group that had some communist association, and therefore your career is destroyed. That is what went down with McCarthy. And that's the kind of thing that's going to go down again. Are you sure that your church, that any civic institution, anything you've given money to, is not going to end up being targeted by Donald Trump and Attorney General Gates? You have no idea.
You know, Dr. Craig, I don't know why people don't think that it should be a concern that this man is making sure that everybody around him caters to him and his thoughts first. And I don't know how you can't think that that's going to be a problem, how you can possibly run a nation if the person has selected people who are only going to agree with him. Maybe the people who voted for him, Dr. Craig, maybe they didn't see this. Maybe they don't see it now as a problem. But it clearly is going to be a problem down the line. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, it's a problem. This is the strongman model, right? So everything is about fealty to the strongman. Now, while very few voters voted for the entire Trump agenda, there are some that did, and some of them call into this show, a number of voters did vote for a strongman. They just thought, you know, democracy isn't working for me. We need more order. And these are folks who have not experienced it, don't know what the dangers are. So that is a grave error to think that entrusting not only any man or woman with this kind of power, let alone this man with his complete lack of understanding of how government or policy or the world works and historical illiteracy and he basically doesn't care how it actually works, just thinks he should operate based on impulse. You know, this is like a bad episode of Star Trek where replacement captain is putting and almost gets the Enterprise blown out of space. That's what we're looking at here.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's here. What have you in Citizen Action? We saw Joe Scarborough, and what Joe Scarborough did was, I think, you know, for people who don't know, he set up for 7 years, he's been at war with Donald Trump. He and his wife, Mika Brzezinski, on the air. And this past weekend, he made a decision. He called up the incoming president of the United States to break bread with him and say, hey, we need to end this and we need to work together. I'm not saying, Dr. Craig, that people shouldn't heal and that we shouldn't look at ways we can work together. But my God, a man who clearly is taking the nation down a horrible path to change the past, to change the history of our nation and build his own history. That's an inherent danger to that. Why would we say, okay, we're going to be a part of that?
The first stage to authoritarianism is that people with power, established institutions, start accommodating it. And so it's just an act of accommodation. There's been no, there's no common ground with Trump. Trump will accept anyone who shows fealty, no matter what they've said before, and bends the knee. And that's been the whole ritual since he took over the Republican Party in 2016. Anyone, no matter what they said about it, Lindsey Graham, et cetera, can get back in his good graces if they get on their knees and not kiss the ring.
Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. And I will say this on the other side. We are going to talk, Dr. Craig, about the impact of, you know, Linda McMahon as the Secretary of Education on the Earl Ingram Show.
WGBW and WGBW.FM. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. My guest is the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's choice for Education Secretary. Let's go to the phone lines first. Hey, Brendan, how you doing, man?
Good, Earl. Everybody wake up. Here's what you voted for, and guess what? This is going to turn into Red Dawn real quick when this knucklehead tries to send red troops into blue states to start yanking people out of their houses, okay? So everybody needs to prepare for that first. And all he's doing is assigning people that will tear down the institutions that we've had for years from the inside. That's why he picked Stephanie McMahon. That's why he picked that other rich yacht-owning woman last time to run the Department of Education when he was in 2016, because she wanted to take everything to charter schools so that the rich could pay less for their kids to go to school. This is about oligarchy, and everybody better get ready because the oligarchs are going to think they're running this country. But what the problem is he's so stupid and doesn't realize it, he's going to tick off the oligarchs. Okay, and once he makes the oligarchs mad, and once him and his boyfriend Elon break up, well, things are going to start to fall apart a little bit. But if we all stand around and do nothing, then that's exactly what's going to happen. Nothing.
Hey, Brendan.
It's just going to happen.
Brendan, thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Brendan's thoughts?
Well, he's right. We'll see, because as you can see in the demise of Russian democracy, there's a question of whether the strong man can remain the strong man and control all of the oligarchs, or whether the oligarchs overrun the strong man, right? And it's also the history of monarchies versus nobilities in pre-history before democracy. And so right now there's a weird byplay going on with Elon Musk, who's kind of co-president, but risk at any time offending Trump by getting more attention and credit, but he's the richest man in the world. And then you have all the other acolytes. So the Trump Commerce Secretary pick, who probably matters more than a lot of the others, Trump, Howard Lutnick, is a billionaire, and he's a big crypto guy. So one has to wonder what we do with crypto. Do we abandon the dollar and go on a cryptocurrency? With that, plus the tariffs, he's also given a lot of support to the tariffs and tried to make them seem like good economic policy. So what's hard to know right now, Earl and Brendan, is how much of what Trump has said he actually intends to do, and will these people actually execute the more damaging parts of his agenda? I mean damaging to the whole economy. They're more than happy to damage public health, to destroy education, all of those things. It's not creative destruction. It's uncreative, kind of indiscriminate destruction.
All right, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, sir?
After listening to the discussion this morning, I'd like to ask yourself and Dr. Craig, are our guardrails strong enough that we're going to have another election after Trump? I'll hang up. Thank you.
That's a great question, yeah. I don't think they are, Dr. Craig. I don't think the guardrails.
Tentatively, yes. Now, how aggressive are they going to be? Are they going to now end the filibuster? And are they going to gerrymander Congress? Now, you can't really gerrymander the U.S. Senate because it's two seats per state, but you can further gerrymander Congress so that Democrats can never get it back. The one thing is, the difference between this and, say, the countries that succumbed to fascism earlier in the 20th century, or authoritarian regimes that have risen in other places and recently, like in Hungary, like in Turkey, is there's a lot of federated power. You got 50 states. You got California hardening itself, hiring a lot of lawyers to sue, and it's going to defend its sovereignty. And then it's a real question what purple states like Wisconsin do. It depends how bold the blue part of the leadership's willing to be. But they can't, in one fell swoop, prevent states from having lots of power and having their own elections. So it's unclear, and he really has a two-year trajectory, because if he loses the House, which he's likely to do with this close a margin in his first midterm, then he can't do a lot of the things he wants to do, though he can do a lot more than you think, because who knows what executive orders the completely stacked Supreme Court will now sanctify, now that it's an invented immunity for him and invented a monarchy out of whole cloth, never intended by the Constitution, the writers of it, never written in there in any way, shape, or form.
You know, Dr. Craig, if the Department of Justice is going to be forever changed, he's certainly going to do that. The oversight with the amount of money that he'll be able to make. Let's not kid ourselves. At the root of all of this is Donald Trump being able to get his hands on as much money as he can get his hands on in these 4 years. Dr. Craig, am I sounding crazy?
No, not at all. He tried to act like a kleptocrat in his first term. He is completely financialized his celebrity as a presidential candidate and made a great deal of money, including his social media operation, which should be worth nothing except Trump is there. And that's made him an actual billionaire. And that's what happens. That's what happened in Russia, right? And this is what people need to be aware of. They stripped the country. They raided it for resources. They hoarded it all overseas. They destroyed the basis of prosperity there. Do that to the world's largest economy, you create a permanent global depression like we have never seen. But they're trying to grab as much as they possibly can, like the old fiefdoms in the ancient world.
All right, Texas is on the one step closer, Dr. Craig, to allowing Bible content to be taught in public elementary schools. Next up, Dr. Robert Craig and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Democrats in the Dairy State have a new executive director, and that might not be the end of the changes. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Sarah Abel has been named the new executive director of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. She previously served as the deputy executive director. The shakeup might not end there. There's a report in the Wisconsin State Journal that current state party chair Ben Wickler is considering a bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. Wickler's held the Wisconsin position since 2019.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proposed creating a new grant program that provides funding to Wisconsin schools for the purpose of upgrading water fountains to control for lead and other contaminants. As part of Dr. Underley's 2025-27 biennial budget request, $2.5 million would be provided over the biennium via a grant program that supports schools in modernizing water fountains and ensures students have access to clean drinking water. 43-year-old Bobby Matyeka of San Antonio, Texas, was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison Tuesday for soliciting sexually explicit images of an 8-year-old child from an Appleton woman. Court records show the exchanges between the two centered on the rape and sexual abuse of the woman's children. The crimes took place from December of 2021 to May of 2022. A news release said the woman has already been sentenced. Fox Valley Pop Warner Football Incorporated receives a $50,000 grant from the NFL Foundation. Officials announced the award yesterday. It will help to fund improvements at the Challenger Accessible Football Field at Planman Park in Appleton. The field is the first ADA-compliant football field in the state. The project received around $200,000 from the Green Bay Packers previously. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Houston native Beyonce will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Pete Schwabe,
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies but you won't have your man.
All right, and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. And I forgot to announce, at the end of the show, we are going to be, I'm going to be announcing my Politrickster of the Day. So don't forget. So, Dr. Craig, I do a little something now every day called Politrickster of the Day. You'll love the guy that we picked out for this morning. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, I think, obviously, you know, I think there's a lot of people on your side of the aisle that are shocked what happened with this election. But that being the case, you know, when we talked about guardrails, the Republicans are not going to get rid of the filibuster. That's not going to happen. Are they going to use what's currently in place?
How are you so absolutely sure of that, David?
Because they never talked about it.
No, Dr. Craig, hold on, David. Dr. Craig, you want to jump in here?
So, David and I can agree or disagree, but I think if Trump can't get something he wants and he demands they do it, he demanded they kill the border security bill that they wanted for decades and they comply. So there might be a push and pull, just like we're having with some of these confirmations where the Senate Republicans might want to try to stand up to him. But I mean, I think if there's something he can't get that he absolutely thinks he has to have, that they're either going to get rid of the filibuster or try their darndest to modify it in a way that will allow this new thing. And that'll, of course, create a whole number of new things that could come through with majority rule. I don't see why the filibuster's safe, but we can agree, disagree on this.
Go ahead, David.
So there are definitely more. Keep in mind when the shoe is on the current foot, when the Democrats could have got rid of it, there was only two Democrats that believe they shouldn't have gotten rid of the filibuster. It was Kristen Sinema and Manchin, both who are gone.
Hey, David, okay? They didn't get rid of it. They had an opportunity. They didn't do it.
I understand that.
Okay,
and I'm
so
glad they didn't get rid of it.
Okay.
Because there are, you know, Susan Collins of the world, Mikulski, and, you know, others, it's just not going to happen. There's definitely more guardrails in place because there are Republicans, quite a few of them. I'd say at least 8 or 9 at this point.
Well, you've got more confidence. You've got more confidence in them than I do. But go ahead.
Right now, today, I'm saying it right now, and that's for sure. The only thing that is going to happen, though, because Harry Reid did break up the filibuster for judges, yes. Trump is going to get a lot of new judges in the next 4 years across the country at a federal level. It's going to be overwhelming to where it will be probably on the lopsided side.
Okay, so David, let me ask you, because we see that there's a man who doesn't believe in the strict understanding of law as it's written. Okay? So when you tell us about the judges that Donald Trump is going to appoint, here's a man who is lawless himself, who doesn't believe in the Department of Justice. What kind of people do you think he's going to appoint?
He's going to appoint conservative
people like him. People like him who don't believe in the rule of law as it's written.
If you look at the rule of law, keep in mind when Trump went to New York and they had that whole hush money thing, they twisted knots and everything else and literally changed the laws in order to convict him. Because if you look at the previous.
Hey DA, David, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
I think there's a difference. He appointed conservative people in 2016, and this is very well reported, was unhappy that they didn't follow illegal and unconstitutional orders. And now he's doing more than appoint conservative. He's appointing people who will do what he tells them to do.
Yes.
And that is different. And that's different than Ronald Reagan. That is different than the Bushes. It's certainly different than Dwight Eisenhower or even a Herbert Hoover. It's different than any president in American history, Republican or Democratic. And I hope we can at least agree on that, even if we disagree on other things. But the filibuster is simply a creature of Senate rules. Look, it came out of defending slavery and then Jim Crow. It has a very ugly history. But frankly, it can be changed by any Senate majority at any time. And it is highly undemocratic. But one of the reasons we had two holdouts among Democrats was because they wanted it for this situation. Well, let's see. It's like kind of picking the next Packer game. I'm saying that it's not safe. If Donald Trump needs something, he'll demand that they do away with the filibuster if necessary. Dave feels comfortable that they wouldn't do that. So we'll see what happens.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
As they say in sports, Earl, save the tape. Please, save that tape with David saying that. Dr. Craig, first, I am a proud Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat. And the question that I'm asking each of the politicians that I will vote for in the future would be, do they consider themselves an FDR Democrat? And second, would they be willing to commit to stand behind FDR's second Bill of Rights? If people don't know what that is, please go to the Google machine and find out about Franklin Delano Roosevelt's second economic Bill of Rights. He was elected four times for a reason. The Democrats need to bring him back up. He talked about economic royalists. He talked about the fact that if someone didn't like their taxes being raised and they say they're leaving the country, he said, we will miss you very much. And I think that what we need to do, because what we have happening is we have the biggest bank heist that's coming up ever in the history of the United States, and it's going to be done right in front of our eyes. But we need to somehow devise a plan called Divide and Conquer the Billionaires. They have used this plan against the working people. Now it's time for us to actually figure out a way to divide and conquer them with their large egos and their money. So we basically, can get this government back to we the people. What do you think, Dr. Craig?
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, if we can keep enough democracy, this could be a Herbert Hoover-like situation where you could, now we need kind of a bolder democratic leadership than we've had, one that's not afraid of its own shadow, and one that will run boldly on an agenda it intends to actually enact, no matter what, because that's what people want. The New Deal, FDR, he ran into all sorts of hurdles with the right-wing Supreme Court and with a lot of conservatives in Congress. And he figured out how to get it done. And if one thing didn't work, he tried something else. And that created new confidence in democracy, because what people don't fully realize, I know the caller realizes, when FDR was elected in 1932, and there was a longer lame duck period, that point. They had the inauguration was in March because they'd been designed the previous constitutional provision for the horse and buggy era, where it took a long time people to get to Washington. And Washington was kind of a I didn't have great transportation links. And so during that period, there were calls from some of the top pundits in the country that called for him to establish authoritarian rule, that there was no way Congress could act on the Great Depression. In fact, a movie was made about it called Gabriel Over Washington. But it's forgotten that there was a real question at that point with fascism taking over Europe, whether democracy could even function. And FDR showed it could. We need another presidency like that, a modernized version. We need to get the presidency, and then we need to show that democracy can work by acting on the people's problems effectively.
All right, let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Dr. Craig. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I listened to you worried about what Donald Trump is going to do to us, but the mere fact is, statistically, if you look, our Department of Education is failing our students in every aspect. Only 68%, actually only 32% can read proficiently at grade four. 60% cannot read proficiently that we're graduating.
So Donald Trump is going to fix that?
Callers.
Well, no. So Donald Trump is going to fix that how?
He's going to, yes, because...
How's he going to fix it? How is he going to fix it?
Well, the Department of Education, they're going to offer, they talked about rich kids having their kids being, their schooling being paid for. We're talking about poor kids taking their money out of failed schools and be able to go somewhere where they're actually going to learn.
And so a person who has no background in education, Linda McMahon, putting her in charge of it is going to fix it.
Well, again.
No, answer the question, man.
Talk about what
answer. Hey, CJ, answer the question. So Linda McMahon is going to fix education in this country.
Well, I tell you what, we're failing them now, Earl. Something's got to be done because your Democrat Party is bought by the union, the teachers union.
And who is Donald Trump bought by?
The status quo.
And who is Donald Trump bought by, CJ?
Oh, my God. Deflect better than anybody.
CJ, and Tony has pointed this out, but I mean, I'm aware of that already. I'm a proponent of public schools. Linda McMahon is there not to fix it. She's there to dismantle it. Dr. Craig?
Well, I mean, should we take seriously what Donald Trump said? Donald Trump said, because it's well known that there was an educational divide in this vote, better state people vote were more likely to vote for Harris, and people with less education were likely to vote for Trump. Trump exclaimed that he loves the poorly educated. Now we're to believe that he's putting someone whose claim to fame is being part of a pro wrestling league, that he's doing this in order to take on illiteracy. And by the way, he's only president because, quite frankly, people know very little about what he stands for and what he intends to do. So the man himself doesn't think that education is his friend. He thinks it's his enemy. In other words, the more that people know, the more they're not likely to like Trump. And so I think you should take getting rid of the Department of Education at face value and putting a pro wrestling owner in as Secretary of Education as part of that project.
Hey, Dr. Craig, let's say, you know, they dismantle public education. Let's talk about the impact for a moment. You know, your brother, a well-known advocate for public education. And what are your thoughts about the dismantling of public education that is clearly on the table with Donald Trump?
Well, the good news is that the federal role in education is far less than people think. So it would not to totally dismantle public education on its own. But on the other hand, particularly urban school district is so cash starved by our unequal property tax system, where you can take the property taxes out to the suburbs and only fund your own schools, not all kids' schools, and state legislatures like we've had here, that it's going to harm districts like Milwaukee and other and rural school districts. But fortunately, they're only about 10% of the funding. It'll hurt, but they cannot dismantle it on their own.
All right. We are going to talk about the politrickster of the day. You know, so hang on. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend, and you're an actual legend, and my last name is Schwabe, and I'm an actual Schwabe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket and as promised. So, Dr. Craig, each day I do a politrickster of the day. And let me see, I'm sure you already know, Republicans on Ethics Committee weigh unenviable Getz report decision. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee are barreling into a no-win situation ahead of their expected meeting Wednesday to discuss their report into former Matt Getz, weighing a high-stakes decision that will reverberate throughout Washington. The gathering for the panel, which is known for conducting its business in secrecy, comes as the debate over releasing their report into Getz, president-elect Trump's pick for attorney general, has reached a fever pitch. On one side, Democrats on the committee and several Republicans in Congress say the report contains information that the public and senators should know as they consider whether to make Getz the head of an agency that once investigated him. On the other side, the politrickster of the day, Speaker Mike Johnson, who is arguing that releasing the report, which is the culmination of a roughly three-year investigation, could damage the House, since the panel would be in the rare but not unprecedented situation of publicizing information on a former member. Dr. Craig, I ask you, here's a man that They want to appoint to the highest law and order position in the nation. And you got a man like the politrickster of the day saying we shouldn't let this information out. Your thoughts?
Well, here's the thing, Earl. Once you know there is a report and you keep it secret, then people are always going to have their doubts. In other words, once something is secret, it's seen to have value. It's like I have this map that shows that there's a treasure somewhere. Then it becomes this irrepressible thing. So, yes, they're an impossible situation. Either they're going to do a cover-up and take the hit, or they're going to, in this situation, let sunlight come in, right? And there isn't evidence that Matt Gaetz, or strong evidence, committed these crimes or may have committed these crimes, then he'll be exonerated by this report. Now, I'm not sure why it damages the House, because they've released ethics reports before. Maybe it damages the House because once you see the material, you wonder, how the heck did the Republicans let this man remain in Congress and not turn this over to the Justice Department? Don't know what it is, but we're all going to have those doubts until they release it. And so we'll see what happens. I guess, you can bury it forever if we're moving to an authoritarian system.
You know, but here Johnson is in a position, Dr. Craig, of should be trust for the people. And yet he, in the face of what's right and what's just and what's proper, pushes back against right, just, and proper.
It's all politics. It's all power. I mean, I assume that Speaker Johnson would rather not be in this position, that Trump had made a more guarded choice for Attorney General. I doubt he probably privately pushed for Matt Gaetz. So at least it gets him out of his caucus. But I see that Matt Gaetz, I think this is correct, Earl, resigned from Congress because
yes.
He thought that would prevent the disclosure. That's not a super good sign. That's not acting particularly innocent, is it?
No, it absolutely is not. Brendan, go ahead.
I just want everybody to get ready, because what we heard from the one guy who said the filibuster is not going anywhere, this is what I call, I combine the words hope and opium. I call it hopium. This is the new drug of the MAGA crowd, okay? We're going to hear about the hopium, okay? He's not going to get rid of the filibuster. All the stuff we heard while I was talking to people and you were talking to your MAGA friends, and they were saying things like, well, he'll never do that. He doesn't know anything about Project 2025. Well, guess what? Wake up, idiots. Okay, you put us in this position, and I hope CJ loses whatever tenants he has in his property.
Okay, all right. Hey, Brendan, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ann quickly. Hey, Ann, you say what?
Hey, Earl. First of all, it should be a red flag that everyone he's picked are millionaires and billionaires. I wonder what their agenda is. Wake up, working people. 40% of women who voted for him also want abortion rights. Once again, wanted Trump and also want their rights. That's not what Trump promised them. They want to dummy us down so they can pass laws for the rich man's agenda. Why 90% of our population think they fit in with this group? It's unbelievable to digest. These MAGA people just don't understand politics. They get their information from Fox Entertainment.
Hey, Ann, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you say what in closing?
Great call today, and I agree. The Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, are all in the kind of lane of hoping he didn't mean it. He doesn't mean any of it.
All right, Dr. Craig, thank you very much. We'll see you in a few days. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. I'll be back on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Madnier, Greg Bach, Madnier on air. See you all later.
Your
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.